Hey there, Jen here, and this is a happy bit. My friend Sarah shared a quote with me yesterday that I have to share with you today. It's by Brené Brown from her book, The Gifts of Imperfection. I read that book a long time ago, but I forgot about this quote, and I really love it. Here's how it goes. We all have gifts and talents. When we cultivate those gifts and share them with the world, we create a sense of meaning and purpose in our lives. Squandering our gifts brings distress to our lives. As it turns out, it's not merely benign or too bad if we don't use the gifts that we've been given. We pay for it with our emotional and physical well-being. When we don't use our talents to cultivate meaningful work, we struggle. We feel disconnected and weighed down by feelings of emptiness, frustration, resentment, shame, disappointment, fear, and even grief. I feel this quote is so true. We all have gifts and talents and something special that we need to share with the world. And when we're not doing it, we are living out of alignment, which doesn't feel very good. I have a challenge for you today. Pull out your journal or a notebook and write down all the things you're good at, all the things you've been good at in the past, the things that excite you, that you enjoy doing. And then find your mom or your dad or your sister or a best friend or your spouse and ask all of them, what do you think I'm good at? What are my talents and gifts? And write all of it. Then read it again and look for the themes. Look for the ideas that stand out. Look for the things that excite you and light you up. You know, your body is like an inner GPS. It tells you what you need to do. So many of us squash those feelings by overeating or staying too busy, but slow down and listen to those feelings. They're telling you something. There's something more you need to do more often than not. I remember when I was only doing the stay-at-home mom thing, I let myself get really burnt out. And as I began to get back into alignment with my higher purpose, taking care of myself, and then shifting up that ladder and doing more of the things I was, quote, supposed to be doing, I felt so much happier. I was excited to get out of bed every day. I was finally using my gifts in the way I was supposed to. And each one of you listening has a gift to share. You have a talent or an ability that only you can share in that unique way of yours. So find out what it is and go start doing something with it. Spend 30 minutes a day or an hour a day. Find that time, turn your phone off, lock it in your car, and go to work. And you're going to be so impressed with how much better you feel, how much more aligned you feel when you're sharing those talents. All right, everyone, this is going to be so inspiring. When you've finished in your journal and you've decided what you're going to be doing, jump into the Vibrant Happy Women Facebook group and share. We're going to get excited with you and cheer you on and help you become your best self. All right, I'll see you in the Facebook group and have a fantastic talent-filled weekend. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenryday.com.